USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden says there's no evidence that three aerial objects shot down by the U.S. military recently are related to China's balloon surveillance program.
We don't yet know exactly what these three objects were.
In remarks to the nation, the president said crews are still trying to recover the debris. When speaking on the Chinese surveillance balloon, Biden said that he ordered it to be shot down as soon as it was safe to do so.
Our diplomats will be engaging further, and I will remain in communication with President Xi.
It makes no apologies for taking the balloon out of the sky. There's still a lot of concern from residents over the recent train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio.
Federal and local officials are assuring residents there that they're safe despite concerns of toxic chemical exposure following the train derailment.
EPA has assisted with the screening of more than 480 homes under the voluntary screening program offered to residents. And no detections of vinyl chloride or hydrogen chloride were identified.
EPA Administrator Michael Reagan visited the community. I'm Dave Collins.
A storm system moving across the country has most of the eastern two-thirds of the nation under some form of weather alert. Much of the deep south is under a tornado watch or severe thunderstorm watch, while the Ohio Valley may see thunderstorms and heavy winds. The northern belt from Wisconsin and Michigan to western New England is under various winter weather advisories. A winter storm warning is in effect in Milwaukee, while motorists in Michigan are being cautioned about snow and ice on roads. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he will take his fight against a special counsel's subpoena all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court if he has to.
We have in the Constitution of the United States in this moment a very clear immunity from being compelled into court for any official that's involved in the legislative process.
Pence was subpoenaed by the special counsel investigating former President Trump's role in the attempt to overturn the 2020 election. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
The suspect in shootings that killed seven people in Northern California last month is pleading not guilty. During an arraignment Thursday, the man entered the pleas for seven counts of murder and one count of attempted murder. The shootings happened at two farms in Half Moon Bay, south of San Francisco. Authorities say the suspect was a co-worker or former co-worker of the victims at each site. The White House is dismissing questions about President Biden's age.
So, I don't know, maybe they've forgotten, maybe they're forgetting the wins that this president has had over the last couple of years, but I'm happy to remind them anytime.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre also noted Democrats' surprisingly good performance during the midterm elections under the president's watch. Also, following a health check at Walter Reed Medical today, President Biden was given a clean bill of health. On that note, almost half of young children in the U.S. don't eat a daily vegetable. That's according to the CDC, which also found that about one in three kids don't get at least one fruit in their daily diet. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is putting TikTok, Facebook, and other platforms on notice.
We're going to be proposing a digital bill of rights, which will protect Floridians from big tech harms and big tech overreaches.
His proposal includes a ban on the use of TikTok and other platforms linked to China through internet services at public schools and universities. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.